How much should we trust the machines of the stock market?
Even though these things are on autopilot, they have human beings carefully watching them at all moments that they're trading.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Happy Friday. Good news. The markets are closed over the weekend. And as long as you don't check your 401k balance, maybe you can take a little break from watching the red lines trend down on CNBC. In wild times such as these, it is common to want to find a scapegoat, a reason for unexplainable phenomena like market corrections. In this case, you might be thinking, it's got to be the algorithms, right? Michael Kearns is a professor of computer science at the University of Pennsylvania. He creates algorithms that are used on Wall Street. So I asked him about the two kinds of computer trading, the kinds that humans program and the kind that, like Skynet, make their own decisions.
So, you know, very few trades that take place in the markets these days are actually not executed by an algorithm, by which I mean the actual execution of the trade is, you know, placed in the markets by an algorithm that's trying to intelligently, you know, usually break the trade up over time and maybe over multiple exchanges in order to get the best prices and minimize the market impact. And then the second kind, which you're calling scary Skynet stuff, are the algorithms that are actually themselves deciding what risks to take.
And to what extent are they, are those second algorithms, are they predictive or are they responsive?
Well, they definitely need to be predictive because, you know, of course, by the time you react to something in the markets, by definition, it already happened and you missed that opportunity. Mm-hmm. So they are looking for, you know, mispricings and movements, but they're trying to anticipate them to some extent.
And then when they're on autopilot, how much control do people have?
In my experience, even though these things are on autopilot, they have human beings carefully watching them at all moments that they're trading and, you know, with kind of a kill switch in their hand if need be. Of course, if things happen too quickly, you know, you may not be able to react in time. The flash crash was something that happened in a fairly short period of time. The other thing that's quite difficult is actually knowing when to what to do. So if prices start falling, or more accurately, if the portfolio of long and short positions held by one of these strategies or algorithms starts to lose value, you know, there's an expression that's popular on Wall Street called, you know, catching a falling knife, which is, you know, just because you've lost doesn't mean that that's the time to get out. And so the harder decisions often are not about whether you use the kill switch or not, but kind of when to or if to at all.
And so when events like this week happen and a lot of actual humans start to sell stock, how do the algorithms respond? There's a temptation to want to blame them, I think, for, you know, a massive drop of the type that we saw this week.
Yeah. So while I understand that, you know, that feeling, I think it's not always, but often wrong. So in particular, you know, they're actually designed to be market neutral, by which I mean that, you know, under ordinary or even extreme circumstances, they're trying to be relatively uncorrelated with the movement of the market overall, like indices like the S&P 500 or the Dow Jones or the NASDAQ.
That was Michael Kearns, a professor of computer science at the University of Pennsylvania. In related news, Bloomberg did its own machine analysis and reported Thursday that the phrase "buy the dip" showed up a record number of times in the news. It is Feedback Friday here on Marketplace Tech. We got this note from Trey Watkins. He says, "I am shocked at the coverage of cryptocurrencies. The few stories I've heard give credibility rather than question the very simple truth of these cons. There is zero oversight or accountability to these schemes. Please don't get spoon-fed this scam. People will get hurt." Trey, thank you for the reminder. And keep the emails coming, mptech@marketplace.org, or tweet me at Molly Wood. Stephanie Hughes produces our show. Sarah Bruguer is our engineer. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.